The Wash Up, K-Rock 955, thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer, Western Highway in Rockbank, Adrian and Amanda Williams and the team, thanks for your support. Goddings.com.au is where you'll find them. GDFL now, and yesterday, Geelong West 14-11-95 got over the top of East Geelong 9-11-65. It was a slow start, though, for the Giants, found themselves trailing by 17 points at quarter time before taking the lead just before half time and then being able to run away in the second half. Their coach, Andrew Clark, has been good enough to join us. Andrew, thanks for your time. The first question I want to ask is, you had a player seriously injured in your reserve grade side, which brought an early end to the reserve grade game. Did that disrupt your preparation? And I suppose with one of your own players being hurt, did it affect your players maybe a little bit mentally to start the game?
No, not really, Tom. We started pretty much on time. I don't think there was too much effect on the players. They all got around him, made sure he was all right, get into the ambulance, and yeah. Apart from that, yeah, we had a game to play, and no, I don't think there was much effect at all, mate.
Can you give us up? I believe it was BJ King that was hurt?
BJ, yeah, he's actually broke his leg, and he's in the operating theatre about now.
Okay.
Getting it operated on. So, yeah, it was a pretty bad break. I think it was nearly poking through the skin.
We wish him the best with his recovery. A slow start. What was your message at quarter time when you found yourself you'd been jumped by a side you probably expected to beat?
Look, at quarter time, we just addressed a few things. I thought our disposal was really ordinary, our spread from the stoppages, and just the way we're using the footy was really probably our worst quarter we'd played all year. So we just addressed that, and after that, I thought we were pretty good.
Aaron O'Callaghan back into the side, has missed more than a year with a knee injury. Kicked a goal yesterday. No doubt the boys would have all got around him when he kicked that.
Yeah, it was really exciting to have Aaron back yesterday. Like you said, he's missed the best part of 18 months without playing footy, played 30 seconds of footy last year. So to have him back, you know, he's great out on the field, his leadership and the way he goes about his football. And yeah, to kick a goal with his first kick back was really good. The boys were wrapped, so it was really good for Aaron.
Braden Mitchell's solid season continues, a haul of six. Was that his best in terms of, I suppose, the impact he had up forward yesterday?
You're selling him one short, I think, there too, Kingy. I think it was seven.
Oh, okay. I'm only going by Braden should now be going to your team manager and getting that adjusted, because that could be crucial in the long run.
Yeah. No, look, he was really good yesterday, Braden. He's actually, probably the last two or three weeks, he hasn't been really on song with his goal kicking, missed a lot of easy shots, probably dropped a few marks, getting his hands to a lot of the footy, but yesterday everything clicked for him. He marked everything that came his way and kicked beautifully. No, it was really good. A good effort by him and really pleasing.
You got Mick Lima back from suspension, served a couple of weeks before the interleague break, which robbed him of a chance of potentially playing interleague as well, but he's hit the ground running after the break. It might have freshened him up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was really, Mick was really good yesterday. He's been chomping at the bit since he got suspended to get back out there, and yeah, look, I thought he was really good yesterday. He was probably a crucial part, especially in the second quarter when we were, I think, three or four goals down. He sort of got us back into the game. Every time he got his hand on the ball, something happened for us. So it was good for us to have him back out there. And, yeah, it was good for Mick to be out there. And I think he says he takes a lot of his frustration out on the footy field and really goes about it hard. So it's good.
Quickly turn your attention to Invalid.
Yeah, pretty much after the game. We sort of spoke about what happened yesterday and then everything now focuses to next week. Big game against Invalid, sort of they're the benchmark at the moment, the way they're going about it. So, yeah, we'll have a pretty solid week on the track and go through a lot of the way they set up and everything. So, probably tap into Curtis Young a little bit from Imbolay and see what we can get from him.
Yep. With the way the ladder is, it wouldn't be fatal to lose next week, but with who those above you are playing, you potentially could find yourself two games outside the top five, which not an ideal position, but I suppose the draw you've been handed hasn't been a great one in terms of the first opening 8 weeks of the season.
No. Oh, not really, but you know, we go into next week confident that we can, you know, playing at home against Invalid, that we can have a win and sort of stay in contact with those top four or five sides. You know, the way we played against Bell Post too, there's no reason we can't. So if we bring that game, we should be competitive against anyone. Hopefully
injuries,
we can bring that along. Yeah, sorry, Tom.
No, I was going to say, injuries and unavailability have hurt you a little bit. And the one I'm going to bring up is Justin White. He's been overseas to get married and on his honeymoon. How close to him returning is he?
Yeah, he misses Imbolay and then he's back for the remainder of the year after that. Okay. So he's one week away, so it'd be good to have Justin back.
Absolutely, one of the stars of the competition. Clarkie, well done on the win yesterday. Our thoughts, obviously, with BJ King. Never nice to see ambulances needed to be called to the football for serious injuries. We wish him well with his recovery. And to your boys, well done on the victory, and looking forward to an absolute cracker next Saturday afternoon at West Oval against Inverleigh.
Yeah, thanks very much for that, Tom.